This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Matrix Guild, a community group for older lesbians, has joined forces with the Victorian Women's Housing Association in order to provide housing for older, financially disadvantaged lesbians. The CEO of the Housing Association is Jeanette Large, and she joins me in the studio now. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello, Doug.
Now, tell us a little bit about what the Victorian, it sounds very grand, Victorian Women's Housing Association actually does.
We actually provide affordable rental housing for disadvantaged women and their children, if they have children. We at the moment, we have about 42 properties. By the end of March 2011, we'll have built and developed 65 properties that we own and manage.
That's quite sizable.
It is. It's not nearly sizable enough for the demand, Doug.
I was going to say. It's a drop in the bucket in one sense, but that's quite a rapid expansion there.
It is a rapid expansion. We took advantage of the Nation Building Stimulus Package, which was announced in March last year, 2009, and we were successful in gaining funding from the federal government to build and develop several more properties, which is terrific.
What sort of properties do you develop?
We have a range. We have 3 and 4 bedroom houses for single women and their children, and we have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. We have them at this stage throughout metropolitan Melbourne. We're also looking at regional centres that we're hoping to get some developments happening.
Yeah. Now, this is a huge, there's a huge need in this area, isn't there? I mean, you said here about 40,000 Victorians are on the public housing waiting list, so You've got a mountain to climb there.
We have got a mountain to climb, and since we've only been expanding our properties, say in the last 6 to 9 months, we've only really started a proper waiting list in that time. And since we've started that waiting list, we now have about 200 women on that list.
Why is the need so urgent for women, particularly?
Women are particularly disadvantaged in many ways. Women are usually the primary caregivers, so they are the ones who are often still staying at home, don't earn as much money as men can earn. You see that women make up still only about 33% of the full-time paid workforce, but they make up the majority of the part-time workforce. So that in itself means that they earn less income. Even when they are working full-time, they're still earning less income. So it is particularly difficult for women.
And there's not a lot of subsidised housing around, is there?
There's not a lot of subsidised housing around.
And rents have gone through the roof.
They have. We're finding that the private rental market, the lower end of the private rental market that women often could access, is now going to usually middle-income earners, and that's because the rents have increased, but also because the whole housing affordability issue is a problem, and middle-income earners who would have been moving into home ownership are finding that more difficult. They're putting more pressure on the private rental market, and so those on the lower incomes just miss out.
Do you think that's likely to improve with the incoming Liberal government?
We'll wait and see. But let's say that we're seriously looking at other alternative ways of getting funding into our organisation to develop capital projects.
Okay, now one of the ways you're doing this is to go into partnership with people, and you've gone into partnership with the Matrix Guild.
We have.
Now, for those listeners who don't know, the Matrix Guild is a very long-standing organisation for older gay women, and in the sort of catalogue of disadvantage, I guess you could say elderly lesbians tend to come fairly high in the hierarchy of need, don't they?
They certainly do. They have been discriminated against often in relation to accessing housing. Older financially disadvantaged lesbian women, many of them because of their age in particular, are feeling still very uncomfortable about accessing housing in the private rental market, feel that they're going to be discriminated against, and the partnership we have with them is terrific. We have tenancy and property management services that we see will be we have what we call women sensitive tenancy and property management services. Mm-hmm. And for lesbian women, certainly there's not going to be any discrimination from our organisation in that way.
So what is this thing that you're doing with them? You say it's currently under construction, it's due to be completed March 2011.
There's three apartments in Brunswick that, with the great assistance of the Matrix Guild, we've made sure that they're accessible as far as disability accessibility. Mm-hmm. We were lucky enough to get in right at the beginning with this developer, so mm-hmm. we were able to amend the actual plans of the apartments.
Oh, that's good.
So it is. It's fantastic. They're lovely apartments. They're two-bedroom apartments. That means that they'll be able to allow for the women to have a carer if they need a carer with them, or, you know, they can have family stay with them if that's what they want. They're good size, and we will be the tenants and property managers. The Matrix Guild will be able to provide some of the support to the women that they'll need.
That sounds like a very good good piece of cooperation there.
It's an excellent piece of cooperation. And the Matrix Guild have contributed, as you mm-hmm. said, financially. They received a bequest that was to go to housing mm-hmm. for women, and they in cooperation with us, it meant that they were able to get access to three apartments rather than one house, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good use for bequests that are left for housing for older gays and lesbians, because it's absolutely practical on the ground, bricks and mortar stuff. You've actually got six apartments in there altogether. The other three are for younger women, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah.
Now, you also have another development in Footscray.
Yes, we have a development in Footscray. It's actually the old Barclay Street Theatre. I don't know if people know that, but it's a beautiful building. And because we haven't had the financial contribution as we've had with the Brunswick apartments, mm-hmm. the rental that we are charging is slightly higher. So the most disadvantaged women can't afford to rent those. However, still lower income women mm-hmm. who are in, say, in retail, hospitality, so who often can't afford still market rents, which are very high, we are looking for women that might be able to tenant those apartments.
So how many apartments are we talking about here?
There's nine in total, and we have six still to tenant.
And you're looking for women on low to moderate incomes. Yes. They are one to two bedroom apartments.
They are.
They're within central Footscray, as you say. Now, what's the sort of rent level like?
The rent level's around $200 to $215 a week. So right. It is higher than we usually charge.
Right. Mm. But that is available, and that's through the Victorian Women's Housing Association. If you want to know more about that, vwha.org.au is the website. That's vwha.org.au. Or just Google Victorian Women's Housing Association. Thank you for coming in today,
thank
Jeanette.
You very much, Doug, for the opportunity.
And thank you for what you're doing with the Matrix Guild.
It's terrific. Really terrific partnership.
It is. And let's see some more of that.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.